What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome in, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Trillville Thursday. Good morning to you. Hopefully your Thursday is off to a great start. Good morning to you, Randy. How are you?
What's happening, man? Yeah, all good over here as we are getting 6 hours from a big 3-day weekend, Andy.
Big weekend.
Get ready for, you know, obviously the college football playoffs is on Monday, but playoff, NFL playoffs is this weekend. And I love that. I'm always curious why they call, you know, is this the weekend they say the best weekend in football?
I think it is.
Okay.
I think the divisional round is the best week. I know championship weekend with the AFC and NFC championship game too. We got 4 games this weekend.
Right.
2 on each day.
Right.
Last weekend was fine, but you know, you kind of filter out the pretenders.
Right.
These are the 8 best teams in the NFL.
Okay.
Like these are the teams that genuinely, and not all of them, but genuinely have a chance to win a championship. I think 5 of these 8 teams have a chance to win a championship.
All right.
What weekend do you consider to be the best weekend?
I say Super Bowl, but that's just me.
When people
say this, I'm like, really? It's better than the Super Bowl.
Well, but there's 4 times as many games.
I know, and it's going to be a great weekend, some great week. Obviously, we'll talk more about that. But, yeah, I just look forward to this night game on Sunday. One reason. First of all, it's going to be – they said it's going to be cold as hell.
Yeah, it's 10 degrees is the last that I heard.
Is it going to be snow? Is it a snowstorm, though?
God, I don't know. It's almost too cold to snow, isn't it?
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Because if it's not a snowstorm, well, either way. If we talked to Slayer up yesterday. Buffalo's got to get out front and make them come out of that big personnel.
Yep.
Because if not, they're going to get their ass ramrodded. Mm-hmm. They are. But, yeah, that. And then all of a sudden, going back last night, trying to find something on, the Dogs got their ass completely obliterated.
Yeah, it didn't
up
go.
There too,
that didn't go great.
Yeah, they didn't go too good. I was confident at halftime, Bunk.
Okay.
But then I was like,
yeah, it kind of came out of halftime.
Yeah.
Flat.
Yeah, got their ass.
Rick Barnes made the adjustments that Mike White didn't. I don't know. I think his players are just better.
Yeah.
And they were at home.
I
think Georgia's, you know.
I think they're good.
You're probably still a tournament team.
Yeah,
but
they're good.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Andy, who's Daquan Plowden? Because before last night, I had no clue who this guy was.
An absolute superhero stud. Off the bench?
No clue.
Yeah, I never heard of Daquan Plowden.
Never heard of him.
No one had. No offense to Daquan. Obviously, his family had heard of him, and the Hawks have employed him.
Yes.
Is, you know, probably the best player in the history of his high school. Maybe, I don't know where he went to college, but
right.
I'm sure he was very good there, too.
Yeah.
I never heard of Daquan Plowden.
Great damn job last night, Daquan.
What a game. What a game. Daquan Plowden comes off the bench last night. Again, the Hawks had no one available.
Yes.
Like, you know, they already the night before had no one available, and Trey scores 43. I didn't realize he had got banged up the way they did in the fourth quarter, the point where he wasn't able to play last night because his ribs.
Right.
He took a shot in the ribs. So he couldn't go. Obviously, Jalen Johnson still isn't going. DeAndre Hunter couldn't go. Like, they were so undermanned last night. You're starting Keaton Wallace, Veet Krejci, and David Roddy. Like, again, no offense to those guys.
Yeah,
like, they all belong in the NBA for having earned it. But, you know, usually they're not going to be starting in the NBA. Keaton Wallace goes off for 27 points last night, and he hit 4 threes, but, like, he's back cutting down the lane, dunking on guys. Like, he's just out there balling, playing some great basketball.
Big O's in the middle of the triangle.
Yeah.
Like, he's magic.
Yeah.
Facilitating and everything like that. I mean, it was a crazy game. The Bulls should be ashamed of themselves.
The Bulls should dismantle everything today. Like, they probably already should have, because they've been kind of treading water for years now with good players. Like, the Bulls have talent. Like, Nikola Vucevic is a good player. Zach LaVine's a good player. Kobe White's a good player. I know Lonzo didn't play last night, but he's been playing pretty good this year. Like, Ayo Dosunmu hadn't played in a long time, finally got back out there last night. But, like, they got talent on their team.
And
they're just not
the
a good team. And they always beat the Hawks. Yeah. That's the thing that's most impressive about it to me, because it's called a schedule loss in the NBA, mm-hmm. right? You're on the second half of a back-to-back. You're on the second half of a home-road back-to-back. You already didn't have anybody on the first half of it. Nobody played last night. Your superstar didn't even play. And you're playing against a team that owns you. And you went out there and won it by 16 points.
Yeah, man.
Like that, I don't know. Like, I don't... Recency bias, whatever. Like that's such a game that you were supposed to lose,
mm-hmm.
that maybe it undoes some of those games early that you were supposed to win. Like, maybe that takes away one of those Wizards losses. You know what I mean? Or maybe it takes away both of them. But like that, on it, that's one of the most impressive wins of the year.
Yeah.
Because it would have been so easy. No one would have been upset for 1 second if they lost that game last night and just been like, yeah, I don't know. What are you going to do? Nobody played. Second half of back-to-back on the road. The Bulls have your number, blah, blah, blah. Like, to go out there and play like that? Play that type of inspired basketball with those guys in the starting lineup? I don't know, man. I don't want to blow it out of proportion and say it means, like, a ton more than it means, but I think it says a lot about the culture of the team, just in general. And we played the audio from Trey yesterday, just kind of talking about, like, stepping up and guys not being available and all that kind of stuff. Like, he wasn't even available yesterday, and other guys stepped up in his place. And I just think, you know, this is a game we've seen them have a lot over the last 5 years. Every NBA team has games like this. There's just so many injuries and so many games and back-to-backs and all that. Like, they lost this game by 25 points 2 years ago.
Yes,
to
with
win
Trina.
It. Yeah, or just without, you know what I mean?
I
like, they play a lot of games like this over the last few years because
right.
they've dealt with so many injuries.
Right.
I don't know. Credit to them. I don't know if you want to give who you want to give all the credit to. It doesn't really matter.
I'll go Quinn.
It just feels
I'll go
like
Coach Quinn.
It feels like this group is a significantly better team than they've had in a long time, and I don't just mean talent wise.
Right.
I mean like they're a very connected group, and it's great. It's great to see.
I'll go with Coach Quinn, man. I think he's coaching his ass off, Andy. He really, really is. And I think when you look at last night, I know the Bulls are not world beaters, but when you look at it from the standpoint of who was on the team, who went out there, the guys that went out there, so Daquan Plowe might not score another point.
He might not.
You might not.
Yeah.
But he's going to play, when's the next game? Saturday?
Uh-huh. We're having a watch party. We'll be watch partying down there in Midtown at Veranda at 6:30 against the Celtics.
There we go.
Yeah,
you
can come watch it with us.
There you go.
So will Daquan Plowden play? I do not know.
I do not know.
I do not know. I hope so.
I hope he plays.
Yeah,
I hope he lights up the, well, it's not the Garden anymore. It'll always be the Garden to me.
They call it the TD Garden, so it's sneaky, but it's not the Garden.
Yeah, but
it's not
the
Boston
Garden. Yeah, it's not that. But I think that, you know, it was a really fun, and like you said, congratulations to this young man.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know when he found out he was playing. You know what I mean? Because he wasn't on the roster yet. Yesterday, was he?
Mm-mm.
And then you call him, because I'm assuming he's with the Skyhawks.
Mm-hmm.
Call him, hey, man. Hey, Daquan, get your ass over here. Get your ass downtown.
He might be. He went to Bowling Green. He might be.
Oh, really?
He might be the best basketball player in the history of Bowling Green.
Might be.
You know, I don't know.
It might be. The Mud Hens. No, that's the team in Bowling Green.
That's Toledo.
Toledo Mud Hens.
Yeah.
But Bowling Green's there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Bowling Green's right down the street.
They're
Toledo.
Some kind of bird maybe?
Falcons,
the Green Falcons.
Yeah, something like that. But
which,
that,
again, oh, no, they're the Bowling Green Falcons. Sorry, they're not the Green Falcons. does irritate me that their colors aren't green, though. Bowling Green.
Oh,
seems like
they're
colors.
Orange.
Yeah, they're orange and brown.
Yeah, something like
which
that.
Which is probably the worst color combination in sports possible.
Nate Thurman?
Nate Thurman went there? All right, he's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so.
All right, so he's the second best player in the history of Bowling Green basketball.
Yeah, man, but it was fun. Like I said, Keaton Wallace, I mean, I kind of figure who he is, but I mean, he had 4 threes.
Yeah, he's not that.
But that's what I'm saying.
He's not that guy.
But that's something we go back to, like with Vic Krejci. Like, you don't want him to have to play a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want these guys to have to play a lot, but the reason they had to play a lot last night because there was nobody else there.
Mm-hmm.
And so they stepped up and got their opportunity. Will it happen again? I don't know. But I'll take last night's performance. So they don't got to do nothing the rest of the year.
Mm-mm.
But just that last night, because you won the basketball game, which is most important, 2 games over .500. And like you said, on the wrong side of a back-to-back, your leader's out, all your best players out. Your 1, 2, 3 best players are out of the game.
Yep.
And these dudes show their ass.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, no,
I love it.
Bulls need to tear it down. The Bulls need to trade Nikola Vucevic to the Hawks immediately. It's the first thing that they need to do.
Okay.
Yeah, just out of anger. You know, just rage trade him, you know?
Rage trade him?
You know, like when you're playing video games when you're a kid and like your brother or your cousin or whatever is just destroying you and you rage quit?
Yes.
Or hit the reset button?
Hit the reset button.
Or whatever?
Hell yeah.
That's what the Bulls need to do. Yeah. They need to rage quit the season and trade Lonzo Ball and Nikola Vucevic to the Hawks.
Lonzo Ball. For who?
For Daquan Plowden.
Hey, because, I mean, it's all about, we always talk about.
Strike while the iron's hot.
What do we always talk about? Oh, in football, you know, everybody watches the tape.
Yeah.
Chicago got a first-hand view.
They did. They know.
They saw it. Hey, we can build around this guy right
here. Exactly right.
We can build around both of these guys. Let's go ahead and unload some of these assets that we have. Mm-hmm. Let's get these guys in here and see if we can develop them.
It's time to build around him, I think is what it is.
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
They're going to trade people because they suck. And
is John Paxson still the GM there?
Who knows? I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, they still got the same owner, and he doesn't care about
it. He don't care about any of his teams.
Well, yeah, right, because he didn't have to.
Yeah.
Because I think he realized very quickly, all right, I make the same amount of money no matter if I have – these guys playing, or if I had Michael Jordan playing.
Yeah, yeah. Ryan George don't
care. I make the same. Pretty much the check is the same at the end of the year.
Hey, Frank Thomas ain't here no more.
Yeah, doesn't matter.
Yeah, we can go ahead and just.
They call it revenue sharing.
Yeah,
and broadcast rights.
And he ain't selling the team either.
Hell no.
Which is the weirdest thing. He don't give a. I bet he don't even come to games.
No, he's a terrible owner. Yes. He's an absolutely terrible owner, but you know what? The check's cash, and he likes that.
That's all that matters.
Well, it's all that matters to him. Obviously, I think Chicago fans probably would be happy if they would sell a team to somebody who gave a damn, who actually cared about the product. But he doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's good. Hey, this is not good news, but this just happened right before we came on the air. RIP to the legend.
Yeah, man.
Bob Uecker.
Yeah, dog.
Just a bummer to have that news come through the timeline this morning. At the age of 90, people probably remember him for a lot of different stuff. He's always Harry Doyle to me. Yeah. I'll always remember him that way from Major League.
Mr. Belvedere, Harry Doyle. Had no clue. Yeah. When they would call him Mr. Baseball, that he actually played baseball. Uh-huh. Had no clue about none of that. Thought he was just a mouth. That then, obviously, he was still calling games. I think you say he was still calling games.
As far as I know, I think he was still doing a slate of home games for the Brewers as recently as last season.
Okay.
So, I mean, he probably was going to do games this year. That's what guys like that do.
Right. They go to the ballpark.
You're an announcer. You call games until you die. Like, that's what it is. And that's what he did.
I don't like the sound of that one. But,
what?
But would you gonna say something, Bo?
Well, it's true. Like most local guys like that, like the Mariners legendary guy Dave Niehaus, like got elected to the Hall of Fame. He's still calling games. Mm. He was out back grilling steaks, had a heart attack.
Damn.
Yeah. What's the guy that's in Philadelphia, like the Harry Callis? He died doing pregame prep in the press box.
Whoa, really?
It's what these guys do, man. It's what they do. It's what they do. Once you get one of those jobs, you call games until you can't call games.
You don't retire.
You die.
What is that press box like? I mean, at least
haunted.
That's what I'm saying. He was prepping and then just.
I think so. Yeah, he was getting ready for a football game.
And then.
Yeah, that's it.
Damn.
That was it. Didn't do that game. Didn't call that game.
Stop being insensitive. But
I'm just saying the truth.
But no, I'm just saying it's one.
You're the one laughing about it.
I'm not laughing at the dead. I'm not laughing at the man dying. I'm just laughing. I'm not even laughing. What are you talking about? I'm not even laughing. I'm just saying, like, that's got to be a way to go, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you're just sitting there getting ready for something you do all the time. All of a sudden, then.
Yeah, I think that's how they want it. That's how these guys would like it. You know, like there's like two ways. There's two ways these guys would ideally go out. Calling a game.
And under a woman.
Yeah, or under a lady.
Yeah.
That's it.
I mean, that's how I would like to go out.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, the second one.
Yeah, the second one. Not calling a game. I want to be in comfort. I don't want nobody to see me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want somebody to scream.
I like it to be right after, though. You know what I mean? Like, we both finish in unison.
No. No.
Together.
Yes.
At the age of 98.
No, because one thing I need you to do, if you don't die, I need you to be traumatized for life.
Oh, I don't want to do that to anyone.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if that would happen, I would hope my wife would just be traumatized.
I don't want to pass down that.
Yeah, I don't want to be traumatized. I don't want no other man to have my woman. I mean, we're going to live.
That's what I'm saying.
We're going to live to be about 104.
That's what I'm saying. We're late 90s. We go out together. Doing the most beautiful act you can do.
With a bang.
Literally. R.I.P. to Bob Uecker. I don't know what he was doing when he passed, but he is dead. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to what's trending here to kick the show off. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home. for cash fast. PADLYBuys.com. Sports Radio 92.9.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Game.
They get the pass in the corner. A three-point try is good. And how about Daquan Plowden, folks? Remember that name? Daquan Plowden.
Couldn't forget it.
He couldn't even remember.
He just hit another three, and he's got 16 points.
I was actually telling himself.
Yeah. 9:56 to go. It's the Hawks 94 and the Bulls 80. We're down to a minute to go now. The Hawks are going to pull this off, folks. Keaton Wallace out on the left wing. Drives into the lane. Keaton puts it up, and good. Keaton Wallace, folks, he's got 28 points.
I love it.
Unbelievable.
I love it.
Keaton Wallace, Daquan Plowden, and the College Park Skyhawks went into Chicago last night and beat the hell out of the Chicago Bulls. I guess they were missing a couple guys, but they had most of their guys. And that looks like a basketball team that has quit.
Yeah, man.
So good for the Hawks, absolutely, for winning that one. That's a couple in a row now after what was a really tough West Coast road trip and then came home and didn't even get to play against Houston because of the snow.
Have they rescheduled the game yet?
I haven't seen the date for it. They will, but I haven't seen the date for it.
Okay.
Probably not a bad time to avoid Houston either because those guys are playing some great basketball.
They beat the hell out of Denver last night, dude.
January 20th. No, 28th. January 28th.
They beat the hell out of Denver, man.
Yeah.
And I'm
no, they're good.
Like, they're good.
They're good.
We already knew they had a good-ass coach. But these young players are starting to, like, Green is starting to, you know, because we knew how he's a great athlete, but he's starting to become a good basketball player.
Alperen Şengün is awesome. The Dillon Brooks thing is working.
Yep.
Like, they just, you know, and again, like you said, you know, Ime Udoka wasn't a bad coach.
He wasn't a bad coach.
He just cheated on Nia Long.
Yeah.
So they had to fire him.
Yeah. They didn't have to fire him for cheating on Nia Long. They had to fire him for cheating on Nia Long.
I know.
With old girl.
I know. Yeah. And for being, I guess, kind of a... not a great person in the office and all that.
Yeah.
I just focus on the part that bothers me the most.
That is the part that bothers me also. That is very...
There's really only three ways to get fired in the NBA. Star player doesn't like you, right? Don't live up to expectations for long enough.
Okay.
Period of time. Or cheat on Nia Long.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got to go.
Those are the ways to get fired.
Mocha, you got to go, buddy.
You got to get out of here.
Yeah, man.
And now he's in Houston, and they're really good.
They're really good. But I think the biggest thing about last night, we talked about it earlier, is like Coach Quinn's coaching his ass off, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he really, really is. And then, you know, it looked like—
we're finally seeing it because we were kind of like, all right, where's all this genius stuff everybody talks about?
You're like, all right, I know he looks like one.
Yeah.
You know, the glasses with the black— the
he
black
looks
polo,
very studious.
Black I mean, I mean, you know me. I be in all black a lot of times. But yeah, I was the same way. Like,
I do like that he coaches in Vans sometimes. He's just over there in Vans.
Yeah, in red glass and in red frames.
Red frames.
How many pair of frames do you get?
I don't know.
I don't think it's the same one.
No, I think he probably cycles them.
All right.
Yeah.
The prescription.
I think so.
Okay.
Or you just wear them to look smart.
I think so.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a boss move.
That's a. Yeah.
That's a boss move.
That would be an interesting that would be an interesting revelation.
I know people like that. They take the glasses off and they talk like, you know how Nick Saban talks with his hands? He talks with his glasses, but he tries to put them back on when he's looking down.
Because those are readers, right? He has them just so he can read stuff up close. There was a brief period of time where, like, people were dressing like nerds. Mm-hmm. Remember that? Like, Russell Westbrook was doing it and other people were. They were, like, wearing suspenders, like, looking like Urkel, basically.
Okay.
It was a it was a moment.
Yeah.
18 months.
Yeah, no.
But, like, people were wearing fake glasses.
Yes. I remember
I was
that.
Like, what are we doing
glasses
here?
Glasses with no lenses.
Like,
on.
When I was a kid, if you looked like that, you're having a rough time.
Yeah, it's beat up.
Now you're making $45 million a year dressing like that on purpose.
But that's the thing about
it. What are we doing
here? That is the thing. I remember when I was a kid, when I was younger. All I ever wanted was a pair of Dwayne Wayne glasses
with the
flip up.
Yeah, okay.
I just wanted me a pair of those so bad.
Yeah,
I really did. And so I got a pair. I won some at a fair.
Okay.
The first flip, they broke.
I'm sure they did.
The first time I flipped them up, they broke.
Anything from a fair,
but still,
yeah.
You want the Dwayne Wayne glasses?
You win the fish, the little goldfish at the fair.
Yeah, don't make it to the house.
Has anyone ever gotten the fair goldfish home?
The kids did. Finley. Me and Kai had a bear Finley one time.
Okay. And it was from the fair.
Yeah.
That's a miracle.
I think she was four.
Uh-huh.
And we got her Finley.
That's one of the hardest ages to have to bury a fish.
Oh, yeah.
She
made me have a burial out back. I had a bear because I was going to flush him down the toilet. And she was like, no, Daddy, I want him to be buried.
Four-year-olds are very.
Right. Okay, sweetheart.
Four is a tough one because they're just starting to understand.
Yes.
They have consciousness.
Yes.
But. They don't have the emotional wherewithal to deal with stuff.
Yes.
So everything, you never know what the reaction's going to be.
Yeah.
Like, I never have any idea what the reaction's
going to
be. Heartbroken over the smallest stuff, or some stuff's hilarious.
Yes.
Like, Lily will come up and tell me a secret. She loves coming up and telling me secrets. I never know what the secret's going to be. Last night, the secret was, I farted. It was a funny-ass secret. That was a good secret. And then it wasn't a secret, because everyone found out, like, 8 seconds later.
Yeah, you speak yourself.
Yeah, but no, it's... I don't know how we got there, but we did.
Who's all going to play this weekend against Boston, man?
Who knows? I would imagine Trey will be back.
Because I'm trying to see, Trey got a rib.
He got a rib contusion,
late in the game. Okay,
yeah. He was able to finish the game. You know,
DeAndre had the foot.
So who knows?
Ricochet, is an abductor?
Right.
Yeah, okay, Ricochet, abductor, and we don't know what the hell's wrong with Jalen.
He's got shoulder inflammation
or something.
So, yeah, it's all kind of mysterious. I bet Trey plays.
You think so? Okay.
I think
it's Boston, man.
Trey missed that one earlier against Boston.
He did.
And they won it, though.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
They won the game.
If you can get him some rest, give him some rest. Who cares? But I think that, you know, Trey wants to be in this game because, you know, anytime you can go to Boston on a Saturday, it's a night game.
Yeah, man.
Okay, then you got to go play ball.
What's the bigger game for Trey, though? Because you're also swinging around Monday.
Wow.
What? I'm not loud. This is just my mic level. The bigger game for Trey, though, Monday at MSG?
Yeah.
Oh, no doubt about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
MLK Day at Madison Square Garden, 3:00 tip-off. That's the bigger one. But you know, and I know this is crazy because it's 2025 and we're talking about the NBA, and he's a star. He could play in both of them.
He could.
He's 25.
He could.
So you know what I mean?
Yeah, he could.
Maybe play in both of them.
Yeah, he could. But
I know I'm saying crazy stuff.
You're saying too
much.
I'm
saying crazy stuff about the NBA.
This is what they do.
Clay.
You know, I mean.
But how come his mic changed?
Yeah, I'm over here like, I'm like, what the hell is going on over here? I don't need to be turned down.
No, Randy's fine.
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine over here.
Abe needs to learn sign language.
No, just say.
Then he can just tell us that.
No,
tell us. That's a good one.
Yeah. Abe said, I know sign language. Yeah, that was well done.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Or just, tap your mic when you're coming in, dog. Or something like that. Because that was hot as hell right there.
That was good.
That was hot as hell. But I mean, look, all around the league. But you can look at where this team is in the East. I mean, okay, we talk, what's the top tiers? Boston, Cleveland.
Yeah.
Okay. Next
that's the top tier.
Milwaukee, Orlando.
Yeah, after that, I kind of feel like it's going to depend on health.
Because Philly is washed. Philly's done.
Yeah, they're done.
Philly is done. That was, I mean, to talk about it on the podcast, was the weirdest crap last night. Okay, so. The Knicks were playing in Philly. Mm-hmm. Carl Anthony Towns didn't play last night. Mm-hmm. He had on an Eagles jacket. All right? Playing for the Knicks, playing in Philadelphia. He had an Eagles jacket on, sitting on the sideline.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
don't care about that. Whatever. Okay. But then I guess somebody was talking about him, so he went and had time to change. Like, why? No, you came out there. Stay funky with it. I just didn't understand. I was like... But that's Carl Anthony Towns.
Yeah, that sounds about
right. That sounds about right.
That sounds about right.
And then you'll take that damn jacket off, but I'm a Philadelphia Eagle fan, guys.
We don't care. Take it off.
And okay. He went and took that damn jacket off.
Yeah, no, it's something that people do now. There was a one, I think a Hawks player did it, or a Falcons player or something this year, where you had a road game and the guy grew up in the city.
Yeah.
And I think it was a Falcons player against the Eagles.
He wore
like the throwback Randall Cunningham or something like that.
Oh, it was.
Was it Ray
Ray
McCloud or something? I don't remember who it was. But
I remember that.
They wore the throwback, and I don't know. People were mad.
I don't care about
now,
that.
Now, who are people?
I'm take it
I don't
off. Don't take it off.
Are.
That's my whole thing. Don't take it off.
If you're gonna, you made the conscious decision to wear it knowing that you're in Philadelphia.
Exactly.
So wear the jacket.
I mean, wear it proud, man.
Wear it proud.
But yeah, but I mean, when you look at the East, I mean, I'll put the Knicks with the Bucks and the Bucks in the Magic.
Yeah, I'll put them in there.
Yeah, I'll put them in there. But then I mean, everybody else.
Pacers are playing.
The
some
Pacers
good ball
are playing
right
good
now.
Ball now, but yeah. They'll
Pistons are playing some good.
They're
ball.
Better than people than I thought they would be, dog.
I always thought a healthy Cade Cunningham had a chance to be a really special player.
And he's been
finally
like,
healthy.
He's finally there. He still needs some help, but this dude is really really balling, man.
They
but
play
yeah,
some defense.
But that, and I mean, when you're young like that, if you can't have a go D up, make it harder for people to score on you and everything like that. So, I mean, I put the Hawks somewhere 6-7 in that area right there.
And that's right where they are. They got the same record as the Pistons, 21-19. The Pacers are there at 22-19. I think the Magic are going to start playing
as they get better,
a little bit better.
As they get more guys back.
Banchero's back. But again, the Wagners are both hurt. And
the Wagners.
The Vogni. They've got hurt Vogni. One of them's not coming back this year. The better one is going to come back, but who knows how long he's going to be out for. That's the thing about all of this. I think the Cavs and Celtics are clear-cut above everybody else.
Yes.
I'd be shocked if that's not the Eastern Conference Finals,
right,
barring significant injuries. The rest of these teams are all pretty similar. It just depends on who's healthy at the right time.
Yes.
Like if the playoffs were right now, the Hawks are screwed.
Yes,
because they're so banged up.
Right.
You just got to hope that, you know, you're halfway through the season. When the season ends, you have the right
guys. But are
those
other teams, like the Bucks have the best team, the best player, and yeah,
the best two.
The best two players.
Yeah, I still don't trust them.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, I just don't, I mean, they can go get theirs anytime. Like, I think it's everybody else you worry about.
Exactly.
It's everybody else on that team that you worry about. I don't worry about Dame and Giannis.
No.
It's just everybody else.
And it kind of seems
and
like.
And Doc Rivers.
It seems like the two of them, because it took a while, because both, you know, the injuries and all that kind of stuff, but it took a while for them to kind of figure out that partnership. It feels like it has.
Right.
Which is mostly just kind of get the hell out of the way and let Giannis do his thing, which is fine, unless they're doing a good job of him defensively and then Dame can kind of take over in the fourth quarter. But I don't know. I think the Hawks kind of fit in right there.
Right there.
So the West is weird to do. Obviously, the Thunder are way better than everybody, but
who's the second best team in the West?
Currently, by record, is the Rockets.
Are they the second best team? I don't know, because you like Denver.
I think the Clippers are really good.
You think so?
I do.
I think they're really good. And Kawhi's back before how long?
I know they won by 60 last night, so maybe
when I saw that score, dog, I was like, hold on.
Again, injuries and health are such a vital part of it. They have a great cast. Like, their supporting cast in L.A. is awesome.
Yeah.
They just need Kawhi to
And James is just James Harden is playing.
Dude, he's bought into that new role that they've got him playing. I think he's doing a great job. It's just it's all about Kawhi's health because the rest of the guys around him, I love their group. All right, we'll come back. We'll talk some college football after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, 20 minutes away from getting back into big weekend in the NFL. NFL No Huddle coming up in 20 minutes. Get into a college football discussion in just a few minutes as well. I do want to remind you, 92.9 The Game has college football's national championship game covered all weekend long. Starting Saturday, we're going to be broadcasting live from the College Football Playoff Fan Fest at Georgia World Congress Center. Come down to Hall A and be a part of our live shows Saturday through Monday. Listen live for special guests and a complete breakdown of the national championship game Saturday through Monday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Thursday, too, because we're about to talk about that game, not only now, but also in the 12 o'clock hour because it's the national championship game of college football.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's going to be, you know, obviously they probably people probably start getting in tomorrow. Well, Monday's a holiday. I just forgot that fast. And when I said we got a three-day weekend. But, yeah, I mean, you got two big-time, big-name programs coming into town. One that is – it's been a long time since they've won this game. Now, Notre Dame, I know people like to talk about Chip Kelly. I'm not Chip Kelly, but Brian Kelly and everything. He wasn't in the championship game. Now, they got ramrodded, but he has been to a national championship game. And when you look at this brand, it's one of the biggest ones ever. They're independent, so everybody doesn't like that because they get to keep all the money.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. That's why.
I have no problem with it.
I don't care.
It's just like – it's not like a – it's not like a blueprint. You know, they can do it.
They can do it.
There may be five teams that could really do it and do it at that level. Right. There's a couple other teams that probably could, but yeah, Notre Dame can do it because of all the stuff you just said. Yeah. I mean, they're a historic brand that has a huge fan base way beyond alumni.
Yes.
Because most people you meet that are Notre Dame fans didn't go to Notre Dame,
right.
Which is fine. Who cares? You're a fan of the team. But yeah, no, I mean, when it works, like it did this year,
yes.
They're cashing checks.
Yes.
Like, they get the $20 million out of themselves for going to the national championship.
Yes. Now, I got a question, because obviously Marcus Freeman is getting some mentions for head coaching jobs in the NFL and everything like that. Do you think that they can sustain this? Do you think this is a one-off?
I don't know.
I'm not confident that it is, like, legit.
Yeah.
Meaning that this can be a sustained process. Now, because of the 12-team playoffs, Notre Dame's somewhere in that area like that. But I'm talking about the run that they're on right now.
What do you mean? Like, do I think that they're going to be like a dynasty?
Just perennial contenders.
I think they'll be perennial contenders. Okay. Yeah, okay. I do think that they'll do that. Because they kind of have been, right? Like, not like, you know, not fully favorites or whatever, but they're usually in the mix, right? Like... They've been in the playoffs.
Like
a couple
their biggest
of times.
Thing that they're gonna have now is that you remember before one loss would throw them out.
Yeah.
One loss doesn't get them tossed out anymore.
Obviously. Right,
or even two.
Even two.
Yeah, because
they're never gonna have to play in a
exactly.
conference title game, so they're gonna get the benefit of the doubt on that. They do play a tough non-conference
they
schedule.
They do. They play everybody.
Sometimes it's not their
good.
Fault. USC
exactly.
sucks or whatever, but they play.
But that's what I'm saying.
Schedule.
Like, are they? You know, like coming into next year, where would they be? You know,
that's a great,
you know what I mean?
That's a great question.
That's my only thing I'm asking about that.
And here's why I have such a hard time answering it, because coming into next year, where will anybody be?
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it's such a time of change in college football where we're going to go in almost blind on so many of these teams year after year after year because so much changes.
Think about Georgia. We're coming into the season next year. Who are going to be some of the people that people are going to look at? And I think it might have been A gave us the odds for 20, 25, 6 mm-hmm. or whatever. Who's going to be the guys in there? You're going to say Ohio State.
It's going to be all the
Georgia,
same people it always is.
Is Notre Dame going to be in that?
I think so.
You think so? Okay.
I think probably.
Okay.
But again, like, there was a lot of teams that were kind of in that at the beginning of this year that are not.
Right.
At all close to winning a national championship, like Michigan at the beginning of the year was ranked like sixth or something like that. You know what I mean? Like
that was
a favor for having won the national championship.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think a lot of us that looked closely at what they were was like, oh, it's going to be a step back this year for a lot of different reasons. I just think it's going to be harder than ever to forecast who is going to be quote unquote favorites. Mm-hmm. I think there's going to be a lot of teams that are contenders. I think there's going to be a lot of Indianas. I think there's going to be a lot of, I don't know, who else do you kind of throw in that category this year? There's going to be a lot of SMUs. Mm-hmm. There's going to be a lot of Boise States. There can only be one Boise State because it's a group of five.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, right.
I think this era of college football is going to lend itself to what I consider to be really fun stories, and you get to go to the playoff, and you get to do something that otherwise you wouldn't have gotten to do in the four-team era, and then you get smacked, and it is what it is.
Right.
You still had a great year.
Yeah.
Indiana had the best year they've ever had in football.
Yes.
You know? That's great.
But isn't that? But that's what I'm saying. Like, can Indiana sustain this?
No.
Okay.
No, there'll be a new Indiana every year.
Yes, and that's basically what I was talking about. That's why, like, Notre Dame's brand's never going anywhere. Mm-hmm. But can they? Obviously, they have a superstar coach, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Can he summon this up again?
Yeah,
because obviously they're going to be around because of the 12-team playoff. They're independent, like you said. They play non-conference schedules of teams that people know. But are they? I hate saying this. Is it a one-off? You know what I mean? Like, I have no doubt that Georgia's going to be back here next year.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Right.
I have no doubt that Ohio State's going to be here next mm-hmm. year. I have no doubt that Texas is going to be here next year. Mm-hmm. These are teams that I have no doubt about. I'll put Oregon in there. Why not? I'll put Oregon there. I don't know if Notre Dame will be here next year. You know what I mean? But now they got a coach. I don't know about their recruiting and all that other stuff and who's going to be the quarterback and everything like that next year. I don't know nothing about all that. I'm just thinking out loud as far as, is this one of those magical runs that, okay, it was a great year, one off every five years or so, you'll see a rise from
Notre Dame. Is this like a TCU thing?
I don't think it's that. I don't think it'll fall off like TCU.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't either.
I don't think it.
Because their brand is so entrenched in college football that they're always going to be pretty good.
I knew TCU was going to fall off.
Right.
Yes, we knew TCU. I mean, like, okay, sunshine on a dog's ass.
Even Washington. Washington was in the national championship game 2 years ago and was 6-6 this year.
Right.
Like, they completely fell off from 1 year to the next. And, again, a lot of that has to do with the era of transfers and coaches moving mm-hmm. and NIL and all that kind of stuff. I guess let me – I don't know. I'll put like a firm answer on it. I think as long as Marcus Freeman is the coach at Notre Dame, I think Notre Dame's in the playoff most years.
Right.
I think they'll be in the playoff most years. I think this year's is a little bit of a magical ride.
Right.
Like, I think they're good. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they belong in the championship because they beat all the teams on the way to get there. Mm-hmm. But I think they also, you know, they got the benefit of a few things. They mm-hmm. got the benefit of Georgia not having their starting quarterback mm-hmm. in that game.
Mm-hmm.
They got the benefit of Georgia just kind of not being great this
right.
year. Like a typical last year's Georgia team would have beat the hell out of this Notre
yes.
Dame team.
Yes.
The last couple years before that would have beat the hell out of this Notre Dame
right.
team. Again, that's not Notre Dame's fault.
Exactly.
That's how it has to line up for you. But if they win, here's the thing. If they win the national championship, like if they go out and upset Ohio State mm-hmm. on Monday night, that's going to do so much for their ability to maintain this.
Hell yeah.
Because Marcus Freeman already has a lot of what guys are looking for, like what kids are looking. He's just like young and cool.
Mm-hmm.
He's like a good recruiter, good talker, mm-hmm. that kind of stuff. Like he's going to be able to recruit. Now, I don't know what their NIL is like. I'm sure it's great. Mm-hmm. I would imagine it's really good.
Freaking Notre Dame.
I think as long as Marcus, because to me that's what makes all of this possible is if you have one of those guys at coach, then you're going to be in the mix. If you don't, then you might have a good year here and then you fall back down. You might have a little, not a fluke, but you have blips.
Right.
I think if you have one of these guys.
Because I don't think it's a fluke that Notre Dame is here, but I think it could be a blip.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, I think, like you said, Notre Dame's always going to be in this mix because of the 12 teams. I think they're better. I think they're a good football team. But I do think if Georgia had their starting quarterback, but yet we didn't have it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a us problem, not a them problem. They did what they had to do, and they beat Georgia because they beat Georgia in the trenches, which they did. Nobody usually beats Georgia in the trenches, which they did. They got the fortunate of a bad mistake from a quarterback from Penn State.
Right.
Again, they had to catch the football if you're Notre Dame, though. Mm-hmm. You had to catch the football.
And they had to have the game tied at 24 with under a minute left in the fourth quarter also.
Yeah, like the alignment of where this team is.
Right.
That's why I said, is this just a miracle run? Because everything seems like it's just been like a team of destiny. That's what it is. Is Notre Dame a team of destiny?
I don't know. I think we're going to find out on Monday. If they beat Ohio State, 100% yes.
Right.
Because they're not the most talented team in the country.
Right.
They're talented. Don't get me wrong. They're talented. They deserve to be here. They won the games. But they're not more talented than Ohio State. Ohio State's got a better roster than they do. But if they find a way, as they do, because they are, they're good.
They're good. Obviously, and they're well coached.
Good in the
they're
trenches,
well coached.
And they're well coached. And they've got guys that can make plays. I hope if Jeremiah Love is a little healthier, obviously he's a game breaker at running back. They've got guys on defense that are going to play in the NFL. Like I got dudes up front in the front seven. But if they, yeah, if they beat Ohio State, it's like, damn, all right, that was just the universe deciding that it was time. This is what it was. Because Ohio State's better than them.
Yes.
Like, Ohio State's a better football team. They're favored by like 8.5 for
really?
A reason, something like
that.
That
big? Oh.
I don't know if it's, but it was at one point. But yeah, like that's, you know, that's why. It's because people are looking at that. You like that?
Mm.
Yeah. I mean, I do too. I do too. I think Notre Dame is well coached enough and sound enough to keep this thing within a touchdown. And then again, maybe somebody makes a huge mistake late. Like they beat Georgia because they won the trenches, but also because Georgia made the three biggest mistakes in the game.
And they capitalized on
it. They beat Notre Dame because they played well throughout the game, they beat Penn State because Penn State's quarterback made one of the all-time blunders in college football playoff history. Yeah. Like if they're in it late, Will Howard could make a mistake.
But that was what we talked about it on Monday. I was like, just like we talked about, you know, we talked about Texas and Ohio State. Can they get to the fourth quarter? If Notre Dame gets this game to the fourth quarter, look out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about, you know, because of Will Howard, possibility of, you know, having an Oregon moment,
yeah,
or something like that,
sure.
Because
or a Michigan moment,
because that is the one thing about underdog, especially how when we look at a team like Notre Dame, man, the more confident they are, the worse it's going to be for Ohio State.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sure they're confident right now coming into this game. That's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about like if they're in this fourth quarter and you're sitting there with a 3-point lead, your Ohio State, Penn State's going to be like, okay, we got them.
I also think that, and it's a small sample size, but we've seen a lot of it from him in this run. I just trust Marcus Freeman to have his hand on the pulse of what needs to happen.
And that's what I was going to say. Like,
and Ryan Day still like
a fake punt or something like the right time.
Or like you got to get the right time out at the exact right time. Just like so dialed in on what exactly the team needs at that moment. I trust him to do that more than I trust Ryan
like
Day.
Like Kirby against Ohio State. Right before that fake punt.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, timeout.
Exactly.
Timeout.
Right. Exactly
timeout.
Right. Yeah. Now, that said, if Ryan Day wins this game, the Ryan Day narrative shifts completely.
It's got to go.
Yeah, right.
It's got to go.
He's a national championship winning coach.
Yes.
I mean, hopefully the elephant in the room or the monkey on your back of Michigan can be taken care of next year. That's not as important as winning the national championship. I know it's very important, and I'm not a fan of the team, so it's not for me to say, but winning a national championship is more important than beating your rival.
I would have to agree with that, Andy Bunker. I would have to agree. Now, the guy we're going to have on later on in the show.
Every week we check in on
him,
and Ohio State continues to win.
Yes.
And he gets less and less mad at Ryan Day.
Yes, that's the most important thing right there. So, I mean, the thing with the whole Ryan Day is that we talk about the $20 million roster. We've already explained most of that was to keep their own guys there from leaving. But also, we expect them to be here. Mm-hmm. We expected Ohio State to be one of these final two teams. We expected that as a possibility to be one of these final two teams. They just got to go close the deal. They got to go. They have got to play. If they play at their best, 8.5. It should be 6.5. If they play at their best. Now Notre Dame has some things on defense, like you said. They got NFL quality defenders, but Ohio State's got different dudes.
Yeah, they got NFL
first round
quality playmakers.
NFL first round playmakers.
They got two NFL running backs, three NFL wide receivers, an NFL tight end. You know what I mean? Probably an NFL quarterback. I don't know if he's a starter or not, but he'll play in the NFL as a backup.
But can they get pressure?
Yeah.
That's the biggest thing, because Ohio State's offensive line, we know about the shuffle and everything, and it's been okay, but they got out to such a quick lead that, you know, really, you know, teams couldn't tee off on them as far as in the pass game. Can they figure out the game plan that Texas, now Texas' secondary is better than Notre Dame's secondary, so you had other guys that were out there to be able to throw multiple guys at the young boy. Can they figure out a way to do that?
The reason it's hard to say, like,
Jeremiah Smith,
who definitively is going to be year after year title favorites and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I guess it comes down to, you know, tradition and then also just what's in your war chest. Like what kind of NFL money. Because what we're about to watch on Monday night is the Duke quarterback against the Kansas State quarterback playing in the national championship.
Crazy, right?
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like that's what this is. Now, I know it's Ohio State and Notre Dame, so it's not that. But like these guys are both big money transfers from Duke and Kansas State that are playing in the national championship game on Monday night. That's what makes it so hard to predict.
Yeah.
Because next year in the national championship
who's going to be the quarterback, and
where did he play last year? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
I mean,
the years of like the guys developing and sitting and waiting and all that stuff, which is still the formula Georgia is trying to use and other schools too, but Georgia specifically, like those days are tough, man.
You got to go get some
guys. You got to go get somebody who's ready to go and you can win with now. And that's what both these teams did, because we always talk about how even in the NIL era, we haven't seen a team win a national championship with that first year transfer.
This will be the first year.
Yeah, you're about to see it.
This will be the first year that we see that. Which is, damn, unbelievable. Unbelievable. That kid from Duke. Because I remember they got Ryland. I was like, okay, I like that move.
Yeah.
The whole Will Howard, Ohio State, I was like, luckily he got a good-ass team around him.
Yeah, because they wanted Riley Leonard.
They wanted Riley Leonard, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. But he decided to go to Notre Dame. And, I mean, this his leadership and everything that he brings to the table, he's going to have to get in the ice bucket for a week after this game. For
Riley Leonard?
Yes, yeah. For them to win this football game. This dude has got to do a whole lot for them.
He feels like he's willing to do that,
yes.
Though, doesn't he?
Yes.
He just seems like...
He's going to will them to the game.
Yeah, he's just, yeah, exactly.
Like he's going to shrug off like seven people
put
on fourth
it in
and
my
one.
Hands yes. And let me do this. And that, if they win, that's what it is. If Ohio State wins, there's like 50 different ways they could do it. You know what I mean?
Because
Jeremiah Smith had his off game. It was off. They took him away.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen again. Like, I don't think you're going to.
You better not chip.
You're not going to. Yeah, chip. Exactly.
Better not chip.
Find a way to get the ball in his hands. You don't let him take him
hand
out of
the
game.
Hand it to like, him. Damn.
Get him on a reverse. Do something.
Just like you did
It can't be that easy to take away your best player. This hour is brought to you by Padley. Sell your home for cash fast. PadlyBuys.com. We'll come back. We'll get into the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Four awesome games coming up this weekend on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.